If you're feeling like you have nothing much to be thankful for in life, then are you turning to food for comfort? Emotional eating can wreak havoc with your weight. It's easy to turn to high-fat foods such as chocolate or cheesecake to help make you feel better. But therein lies the problem. You feel great while you're eating, but as you wipe away the crumbs, you're then faced with feelings of guilt and depression. Food won't solve your problems. If anything, it can make it worse. So instead of grabbing comfort food, why not go for a walk, phone a friend, go shopping, or just keep yourself busy, or go to bed and sleep it off. Remember, tomorrow is always another day. For some people, food is a non-issue, and for others, food is an obsession. So what causes us to overeat? For some, it's more about dealing with emotions than what we choose to eat. Food can be a crutch and can for a short while make you feel better. The first step to conquering emotional eating problems is to face up to your demons and realize that food is not the answer. Food won't fix your problems. If anything, it can make it worse with those feelings of guilt, being out of control, and feeling like a failure to name but a few. Acknowledging that overeating will not fix your problems is the first step to getting started on creating healthy habits that can change your life forever. If you learn ways to conquer your emotions instead of feeding them, your long-term weight loss success will be guaranteed. If you want to win the battle of the bulge but are an emotional eater, then ask yourself these important questions. Why do I eat? And why do I turn to food for comfort? Instead of eating when you're upset or feeling disappointed or lonely or unloved, find other ways to deal with emotions. Get interested in crafts or creative ideas, take on a new sport, or better still, talk to someone about what really is upsetting you in the first place. Stop feeding the problem with chocolates, because it only makes things worse in the long run. By not feeding your emotions, you may find out that food is actually more a nutrient for your body than a way of feeling more loved. Today's quote, "Behind every adversity is a wonderful opportunity."